January is usually a lucrative time for gyms. Gym owner Michael McVeigh finds that to be true. He and his wife run a small fitness center, The Asylum, and he says they get a spike in business right after New Year's.
It's usually not super long-winded, though.
He says attendance can last a few weeks or a couple of months. Sometimes, he says, it leads to long-term business. Larger gyms see the same trend.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Angie Seaford is fitness director at the Billings Athletic Club and says many new members join at the end of December and beginning of January. Gyms want to keep as many of those new members as possible. And Seaford says one way to do that is to get them involved in a program.
That gives them a little bit more accountability. They're definitely going to stick with it than trying to come in and do things on their own.
McVeigh says he tries to help his clients turn exercise into a habit. He says he tries to impress upon them that fitness involves a lifestyle change, and it's not just a one-month fix. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.